And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. Physicians often provide us with statistics to help us make good choices in our medical decision-making. But numbers often don't mean much to patients and their families unless the numbers can be personalized somehow. California poet and editor Diane Halstead wrote an amusing poem on this subject. Her partner, who loves horse racing, is receiving his diagnosis of cancer, and he's trying to figure out what to do. Here is Diane Halstead's off-track bet. "It's a bad bet," said the man who spent a lifetime handicapping horses, selecting daily doubles, quinellas, and boxed exactas, losing thousands and winning hundreds. But now we're talking about life. What three docs said isn't good. Biopsy, CT scan, tumors, no surgery, but chemotherapy, with its misery of nausea and loss of lovely silver hair. We already know what quality of living comes vomitous and bald. The fourth doc thinks out loud, sizes up the field, handicaps on the backside of Cancer Center notepad, inks out a plan, and looks up, 50-50. I brighten. He sits, still glum, thin, gray, dull. 15? That's a long shot. No, no, I amplify, clarify, as I often must in this partnership of love. 50, not 15, 50. That's like the bets I place, the ones that always pay something. 50-50. He looks up, more animated than he's been in weeks. That's a good bet.